case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Vasanti in fifth house, Hasta Virgo. Ketu placed in Vasanti's fifth house weaves her emotional detachment, spiritual intuition, and subtle creativity into the realms of self-expression, education, children, and personal joy. As the lord of her seventh house of partnerships and significant relationships, Ketu's presence here suggests that Vasanti's emotional growth, relational karma, and creative self-identity are deeply connected to her ability to detach from personal desires and find higher meaning in her expressions of love, creativity, and mentorship. Ketu in Hasta Nakshatra brings an emotional need for skilled mastery, healing touch, and service-oriented creativity. Hasta's symbolism of the open hand represents dexterity, craftsmanship, and emotional receptivity, suggesting that Vasanti's emotional instincts are tied to using her talents practically and skillfully, often without seeking emotional recognition or personal applause. Her emotional nature leans toward offering her skills and creativity quietly, with an intuitive sense of timing and precision. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Ketu in Hasta indicates that Vasanti's emotional identity matures through service-driven creativity, nurturing others through her skills, and finding fulfillment in the act of creation itself rather than its rewards. Emotional highs are experienced when her work or creative outputs silently contribute to the healing, growth, or happiness of others. Emotional lows arise if she feels emotionally disconnected from her creations or if recognition becomes an unconscious expectation. There is a strong emotional connection to humble service, perfection in craft, and the emotional satisfaction that comes from creating order, beauty, or healing through her personal talents. Emotional growth lies in learning to honor her skills without becoming emotionally entangled in seeking validation, finding joy in the process itself rather than the outcome. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through hands-on creative work, mentorship roles, healing professions, counseling, arts, crafts, or teaching fields that allow subtle emotional influence. Vasanti is emotionally drawn to paths where refinement, intuition, and tangible service intertwine, blending artistry, skill, and emotional quietude into her daily life. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional disconnection from personal desires, difficulty claiming credit for her talents, or emotional melancholy if creative efforts feel unnoticed. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to balance emotional detachment with emotional engagement, recognizing the silent yet powerful emotional impact of her contributions. Ultimately, Ketu in Hasta blesses Vasanti with an emotionally skilled, quietly transformative, and service-driven spirit, enabling her to nurture, heal, and refine the world around her with subtle mastery, emotional depth, and compassionate detachment. Venus in 7th house, Scorpio. Venus placed in Vasanti's 7th house weaves her emotional longing for connection, affection, and harmonious partnerships into the core domain of committed relationships, alliances, and emotional contracts. As the lord of her first house of self-identity and 6th house of service, routine, and challenges, Venus's placement here highlights that Vasanti's emotional fulfillment, self-image, and relational dynamics are closely interwoven. She seeks to define herself through meaningful partnerships while simultaneously navigating emotional responsibilities within them. Venus in Anuradha Nakshatra brings an emotional need for loyalty, deep emotional bonds, and emotionally disciplined love. Anuradha's symbolism of the blossoming lotus in adversity suggests that Vasanti's emotional instincts are to persevere in relationships, valuing trust, loyalty, and emotional intimacy built over time. Her emotional nature thrives when love is steady, tested, and proven through emotional endurance rather than fleeting affection. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Venus in Anuradha indicates that Vasanti's emotional identity finds strength when her relationships are rooted in emotional integrity, resilience, and deep emotional trust. Emotional highs are experienced when she feels most emotionally bonded to someone through shared struggles and emotional loyalty. Emotional lows arise if superficiality, betrayal, or emotional inconsistency undermine her sense of relational security. There is a strong emotional connection to relationships that involve emotional mentorship, shared emotional journeys, and transformative emotional growth. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional loyalty with emotional self-respect, ensuring that devotion does not slip into emotional self-sacrifice when reciprocity is absent. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through nurturing long-term partnerships, forming emotionally meaningful alliances in her professional and personal life, and engaging in relationship-centered careers such as counseling, human resources, healing professions, or diplomacy. Vasanti is emotionally drawn to roles where nurturing bonds, emotional diplomacy, and emotional resilience are key. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional overcommitment to relationships that no longer serve her growth, emotional vulnerability to betrayal, and difficulty emotionally detaching from partnerships once invested. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to foster emotionally nourishing, resilient relationships while preserving her emotional sovereignty. Ultimately, Venus in Anuradha blesses Vasanti with an emotionally loyal, nurturing, and resilient relational spirit, empowering her to weave emotionally profound, enduring partnerships that are rooted in loyalty, emotional endurance, and the quiet blossoming of trust through life's changing seasons. Saturn in 7th house, Jyeshtha Scorpio. Saturn placed in Vasanti's 7th house weaves her emotional discipline, sense of duty, and need for structured commitment into the arena of partnerships, both personal and professional. As the lord of her 9th and 10th houses, governing destiny, higher wisdom, career, and public reputation, Saturn's presence here emphasizes that Vasanti's emotional fulfillment, career success, and spiritual growth are closely tied to how she manages emotional responsibility, maturity, and endurance within relationships. Saturn in Jyeshtha Nakshatra brings an emotional need for authority, protection, and emotional seniority within her partnerships. Jyeshtha's symbolism of the elder and protector suggests that Vasanti's emotional instincts are geared toward forming emotionally serious, responsible, and perhaps karmically significant relationships, where leadership, loyalty, and emotional duty are key. Her emotional nature is careful, resilient, and self-protective, often carrying the emotional burdens of others while maintaining emotional command. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Saturn in Jyeshtha indicates that Vasanti's emotional identity strengthens when she commits to relationships that honor emotional maturity, emotional endurance, and mutual protection. Emotional highs are experienced when she feels emotionally secure through reliable, structured partnerships that align with her career and spiritual aspirations. Emotional lows arise when partnerships demand emotional sacrifices without recognition, or when emotional vulnerabilities are exposed without protection. There is a strong emotional connection to karmic partnerships, mentorship roles within relationships, and building long-term emotional and material legacies with partners. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional duty with emotional nourishment, ensuring that emotional loyalty does not become emotional suppression or chronic emotional burden. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through structured commitments, leadership roles within partnerships, mentorship or guidance roles, and emotionally strategic alliances in both personal and professional spheres. Vasanti is emotionally drawn to paths where emotional resilience, strategic thinking, and responsible leadership through relationships can flourish, such as legal, counseling, management, or elder advisory roles. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional isolation within partnerships, emotional rigidity in expectations, or emotional disappointment if loyalty and effort are not reciprocated. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to foster relationships that balance emotional duty with emotional fulfillment, allowing emotional strength to coexist with emotional vulnerability. Ultimately, Saturn in Jyeshtha blesses Vasanti with an emotionally disciplined, resilient, and authoritative spirit, enabling her to forge lasting, transformative partnerships that are built on emotional trust, strategic loyalty, and the protective wisdom of hard-earned emotional maturity. Sun in 8th house, Purva Ashada Sagittarius. Sun placed in Vasanti's 8th house weaves her emotional vitality, self-identity, and drive for personal power into the transformative realms of emotional depth, hidden resources, psychological renewal, and shared assets. As the lord of her 4th house of emotional roots, inner security, and home life, the sun's placement here indicates that Vasanti's emotional fulfillment and sense of rootedness are deeply tied to her ability to navigate emotional crises, embrace inner transformation, and uncover hidden emotional strengths. Sun in Purva Ashada Nakshatra brings an emotional need for victory, emotional purification, and moral triumph over emotional and psychological battles. Purva Ashada's symbolism of the winnowing basket, separating what is valuable from what is not, suggests that Vasanti's emotional instincts are geared toward emotional cleansing, sorting through emotional attachments, and emerging victorious over emotional entanglements. Her emotional nature strives for emotional truth, purification, and the courage to confront uncomfortable emotional realities. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Sun in Purva Ashada indicates that Vasanti's emotional identity is fortified when she undergoes emotional challenges that require emotional purification, self-reclamation, and emotional sovereignty. Emotional highs are experienced when she transforms emotional wounds into emotional wisdom and personal empowerment. Emotional lows surface when emotional betrayals, losses, or hidden fears shake her emotional foundation. There is a strong emotional connection to inner truth, ethical resilience, psychological mastery, and emotional leadership within transformative environments. Emotional growth lies in learning to embrace emotional vulnerability as a pathway to emotional regeneration, using emotional crises not to weaken but to strengthen her emotional identity and moral compass. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through deep psychological work, healing practices, mentorship in crisis environments, emotional counseling, spiritual leadership, or fields involving transformation of hidden resources, finance, healing, investigative work. Vasanti is emotionally drawn to professions and life paths where emotional courage, ethical leadership, and emotional transparency are critical. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional fear of exposure, emotional struggles with letting go of control, or emotional isolation if transformation feels too threatening. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to surrender to emotional change, trusting that emotional resilience and personal radiance are born through honest emotional encounters. Ultimately, Sun in Purva Ashada blesses Vasanti with an emotionally courageous, victorious, and regeneratively powerful spirit, enabling her to transform emotional hardships into radiant emotional leadership and to guide herself and others toward deeper emotional and spiritual victories. Mercury in 8th house, Purva Ashada Sagittarius. Mercury placed in Vasanti's 8th house weaves her emotional intellect, curiosity, and communication abilities into the hidden and transformative realms of emotional depth, psychological healing, shared resources, and unspoken truths. As the lord of her 2nd house of speech, wealth and values, and 5th house of creativity, self-expression, and children, Mercury's presence here highlights that Vasanti's emotional fulfillment, creative self-worth, and even material security are closely tied to how she navigates emotional complexities, communicates during crises, and mentally processes transformation. Mercury in Purva Ashada Nakshatra brings an emotional need for emotional cleansing through communication, emotional renewal through intellectual exploration, and victory over emotional confusion. Purva Ashada's symbolism of purification suggests that Vasanti's emotional instincts drive her to uncover deeper emotional truths, separate emotional wisdom from emotional illusions, and articulate feelings and ideas that help purify and renew her inner world. Her emotional nature seeks to understand the roots of emotional experiences intellectually, often blending sharp logic with emotional intuition. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Mercury in Purva Ashada indicates that Vasanti's emotional identity strengthens when she fearlessly explores emotional depths through communication, learning, and intellectual analysis of hidden patterns. Emotional highs are experienced when she succeeds in emotionally decoding mysteries or when her words lead to emotional breakthroughs. Emotional lows arise when emotional secrets become overwhelming or when emotional miscommunications create distance. There is a strong emotional connection to healing through words, emotional investigation, therapeutic communication, and uncovering hidden emotional wisdom that others may overlook. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional analysis with emotional empathy, ensuring that intellectual exploration of emotions enhances emotional connection rather than creating emotional detachment. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through research, writing, psychological counseling, healing arts, investigative work, or professions requiring strategic emotional communication. Vasanti is emotionally drawn to paths where emotional depth, intellectual resilience, and healing communication are paramount. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional anxiety related to loss or vulnerability, emotional distrust in communication, or emotional confusion when dealing with complex emotional or financial entanglements. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to trust her emotional intellect, using her communication gifts to navigate emotional transformations with grace and clarity. Ultimately, Mercury in Purva Ashad blesses Vasanti with an emotionally perceptive, intellectually resilient, and healing communication spirit, enabling her to illuminate emotional darkness through articulate wisdom, emotional courage, and transformative emotional insight. Jupiter in 10th house, Purva Bhadrapada, Aquarius. Jupiter placed in Vasanti's 10th house weaves her emotional optimism, wisdom, and expansive ideals into the realms of career, public life, societal recognition, and the fulfillment of her life's work. As the lord of her 8th and 11th houses, governing transformation, shared resources, gains, and social networks, Jupiter's placement here emphasizes that Vasanti's emotional growth, professional success, and social standing are closely tied to how she integrates emotional wisdom, humanitarian vision, and transformative ideals into her public roles and contributions. Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra brings an emotional need for intensity, philosophical transformation, and a higher emotional purpose within her career and public endeavors. Purva Bhadrapada's symbolism of duality and inner awakening suggests that Vasanti's emotional instincts are drawn toward emotionally and ethically complex environments, where she must constantly balance material ambition with spiritual or philosophical ideals. Her emotional nature seeks to inspire, uplift, and transform collective spaces through her emotional and intellectual depth. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada indicates that Vasanti's emotional identity flourishes when she pursues a career path that allows her to channel emotional wisdom, humanitarian values, and spiritual intensity into collective, institutional, or transformational roles. Emotional highs are experienced when her public aligns with her inner emotional truth and uplifts others. Emotional lows arise when career pressures force emotional compromises or when her deeper ideals feel betrayed. There is a strong emotional connection to being a guide, mentor, or leader within large systems. Emotionally drawn to shaping public spaces through emotional resilience, ethical leadership, and visionary transformation. Emotional growth lies in learning to harmonize ambition with compassion, ensuring that emotional success is rooted in service rather than mere material recognition. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through teaching, leadership, institutional reform, humanitarian work, social activism, or counseling in large organizational frameworks. Vasanti is emotionally drawn to professions where emotional intelligence, transformative leadership, and ethical vision are essential, such as education, public administration, social reform, or healing professions. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional overwhelm from institutional politics, emotional exhaustion from carrying others' emotional burdens, or emotional disillusionment when societal ideals are corrupted. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to embody emotional wisdom in action, balancing inner emotional truth with external public demands. Ultimately, Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada blesses Vasanti with an emotionally wise, transformative, and visionary spirit, empowering her to elevate collective spaces, lead through emotional resilience, and leave a profound emotional and philosophical legacy in her professional and public life. Moon in 11th house, Purva Bhadrapada Pisces. Moon placed in Vasanti's 11th house weaves her emotional sensitivity, nurturing instincts, and emotional aspirations into the realms of friendships, social networks, collective endeavors, and the fulfillment of long-term dreams. As the lord of her 3rd house, governing communication, skills, and initiatives, the moon's placement here signifies that Vasanti's emotional well-being, emotional creativity, and ability to connect meaningfully with her community are closely tied to how she expresses herself, builds social bonds, and emotionally invests in collective goals. Moon in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra brings an emotional need for profound emotional transformation, intense emotional alliances, and a higher emotional purpose within her social and communal engagements. Purva Bhadrapada's symbolism of dualism and spiritual depth suggests that Vasanti's emotional instincts are drawn toward emotionally complex social networks, those where emotional support, spiritual ideals, and transformative visions are intertwined. Her emotional nature seeks not just friendship, but emotional meaning, shared vision, and emotional loyalty within her social circles. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Moon in Purva Bhadrapada indicates that Vasanti's emotional identity flourishes when she is part of emotionally resonant groups that align with her inner ideals and emotional truths. Emotional highs are experienced when she feels emotionally safe, emotionally understood, and emotionally elevated within her friendships and collective goals. Emotional lows arise when group dynamics feel superficial, emotionally disillusioning, or betray her deeper emotional ideals. There is a strong emotional connection to being a guide, emotional healer, or emotional visionary within groups, helping others align emotional hopes with collective purpose. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional idealism with emotional discernment, ensuring that emotional investments in collective dreams do not become emotionally draining or naive. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through involvement in spiritual groups, humanitarian projects, creative collaborations, social reform initiatives, and collective healing movements. Vasanti is emotionally drawn to professions and communities where emotional resonance, idealistic vision, and collective transformation are vital. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional disappointment from broken group ideals, emotional vulnerability in large social settings, or emotional withdrawal if collective emotional energy becomes chaotic. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to cultivate emotionally discerning alliances while nurturing her emotional ideals with practical engagement. Ultimately, Moon in Purva Bhadrapada blesses Vasanti with an emotionally visionary, spiritually compassionate, and collectively nurturing spirit, enabling her to emotionally weave personal dreams into communal reality, inspiring emotional healing and transformation within the circles and causes she commits her heart to. Mars in 11th house, Uttara Bhadrapada, Pisces. Mars placed in Vasanti's 11th house weaves her emotional drive, courage, and action-oriented energy into the spheres of friendships, social alliances, collective efforts, and the realization of long-term aspirations. As the lord of her 7th and 12th houses, governing partnerships and the subconscious spiritual domain, Mars' presence here highlights that Vasanti's emotional vitality, relationship dynamics, and spiritual ambitions are tightly linked to her ability to assert herself within groups, channel emotional energy into collective goals, and balance emotional idealism with action. Mars in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra brings an emotional need for disciplined emotional service, emotional surrender to higher ideals, and structured collective transformation. Uttara Bhadrapada's symbolism of the funeral cot, representing inner stillness and profound spiritual maturity, suggests that Vasanti's emotional instincts are drawn toward working quietly but persistently toward emotional and collective regeneration. Her emotional nature seeks to combine emotional strength with emotional wisdom, acting as a hidden emotional force that sustains and uplifts group endeavors. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Mars in Uttara Bhadrapada indicates that Vasanti's emotional identity thrives when she applies emotional perseverance, emotional maturity, and silent emotional leadership within social networks and community projects. Emotional highs are experienced when her emotional energy is channeled into building emotionally resilient, spiritually aligned collectives. Emotional lows arise when emotional efforts feel scattered, unrecognized, or when emotional sacrifices are not honored. There is a strong emotional connection to emotional service for collective healing, mentorship roles within social circles, and leading through emotional endurance rather than visible dominance. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance assertive emotional energy with emotional patience, ensuring that emotional action serves the higher collective good rather than impulsive emotional needs. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through spiritual activism, community building, collective healing movements, mentoring roles, or work in institutions requiring silent but strong emotional contribution. Vasanti is emotionally drawn to paths where emotional strength is expressed through enduring service, emotional sacrifice, and emotional upliftment of others. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional frustration when collective efforts move too slowly, emotional withdrawal if efforts go unrecognized, or emotional exhaustion if boundaries between service and personal needs blur. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to sustain emotional resilience, trusting that emotional service and collective transformation unfold steadily over time. Ultimately, Mars in Uttarabhadrapada blesses Vasanti with an emotionally enduring, spiritually aligned, and quietly powerful spirit, empowering her to drive collective progress through emotional perseverance, silent emotional strength, and unwavering dedication to the healing and upliftment of her communities. Rahu in 11th house, Revati. Rahu, placed in Vasanti's 11th house, weaves her emotional ambition, visionary drive, and unconventional spirit into the realms of friendships, social networks, collective achievements, and the pursuit of long-term dreams. As the co-lord of her 10th house of career and public standing, Rahu's placement here emphasizes that Vasanti's emotional fulfillment, professional success, and sense of collective belonging are deeply tied to her ability to innovate, imagine, and emotionally invest in futuristic collective goals and social progress. Rahu in Revati Nakshatra brings an emotional need for universal emotional connection, emotional transcendence, and emotionally nurturing visionary ideals within collective settings. Revati's symbolism of the shepherd, one who guides and protects, suggests that Vasanti's emotional instincts are geared toward emotional guidance, emotional healing, and safeguarding collective dreams, particularly those that embody compassion, imagination, and emotional universality. Her emotional nature aspires toward emotionally idealistic, spiritually nourishing collective achievements that go beyond material gains. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Rahu in Revati indicates that Vasanti's emotional identity flourishes when she dreams boldly for the collective, emotionally invests in humanitarian causes, and brings imaginative, emotionally resonant visions into reality. Emotional highs are experienced when her participation in groups allows emotional transcendence, creative contribution, and the realization of emotionally meaningful aspirations. Emotional lows arise when emotional dreams feel too idealistic, elusive, or are betrayed by emotional impracticality within the groups she serves. There is a strong emotional connection to emotionally guiding collective movements, emotionally nourishing vulnerable social groups, and uplifting the emotional and spiritual consciousness of communities. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional idealism with practical action, ensuring that emotionally lofty dreams are grounded enough to create tangible emotional impact. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through involvement in humanitarian projects, spiritual communities, creative social initiatives, emotionally healing networks, and mentorship roles that guide others toward collective upliftment. Vasanti is emotionally drawn to professions or causes where visionary imagination, emotional compassion, and social progress intersect. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional vulnerability to disappointment if group ideals are betrayed, emotional confusion about direction if collective goals become too diffuse, or emotional escapism into overly idealistic dreams without grounded execution. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to channel her emotional idealism into structured emotional leadership, ensuring that her emotional vision inspires collective healing and tangible social change. Ultimately, Rahu in Revati blesses Vasanti with an emotionally visionary, universally compassionate, and inspirational spirit, empowering her to dream big for the collective, emotionally nurture vast social circles, and lead the way toward emotionally resonant, spiritually guided collective progress.